The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Last week we were up to where Kay Don had appeared before the island's court of general jail delivery. The jury had found him guilty of manslaughter, and he was sentenced to 4 months' imprisonment. There was an appeal lodged immediately, and Don was freed on £1,000 bail. He was allowed to leave the island. The stage was then set for the final act of the courtroom drama. The appeal hearing started on September the 26th, 1934, and it lasted 3 days. It failed. Don now had to be committed to the island's then prison in Victoria Road, Douglas, straight away, and the story continued to attract worldwide attention. There was a feeling of resentment at his treatment by the Manx authorities among the upper classes of the British car racing fraternity. The Isle of Man, it was inferred, had had no right to do what it had done. It's not an exact parallel, but it was as if the Isle of Man had taken the same kind of action today against, for instance, Lewis Hamilton. But Manx public opinion was adamant. Their attitude, in simple terms, was that justice had been done, and it was time that the sort of overbearing toffs, as exemplified by K. Don, should not be allowed to get away with it. He was in prison, and he deserved to be. But Manx sensibilities were to be even further abused by what was happening in relation to K. Don in Victoria Road. It seemed as if secret attempts were being made to make his time there as pleasant as possible. And it has to be remembered that in those days the prison was run by the Home Office in London, and not by the Manx government as now. First, suspiciously, there was a new regulation introduced just before Don was sentenced, under which he was designated a so-called first-class prisoner, one with no previous convictions and no moral turpitude. This allowed him to wear his own clothes rather than prison garb, have comfortable furniture in his cell, and have his homemade meals brought into the prison 3 times a day by his wife, who had moved into a house nearby in Onchan. He was also allowed a quantity of what was described as malt liquor. Whiskey? Word of all these privileges leaked out readily enough, and Manx public opinion still saw it as a matter of the English upper class working the system in favour of K. Don. Then things got even worse, when after only 10 weeks of his sentence served, he was released on the orders of the then Lieutenant Governor of the island, Sir Montagu Butler, on medical grounds. Apparently doctors had said he was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. In the event, the actual day of his release from Victoria Road was not made public. But if this was a part of a plot by the establishment, it didn't work. There were newspaper reports, both local and off-island, showing that he left the prison at 7 a.m. His wife was on hand to pick him up in a sports car. They went down to Victoria Pier long before boarding time for the boat, the Russian Castle. This meant there was no gangway up. But Don was able to jump on board, as did his wife, and they both repaired to a reserved cabin. The sports car must have been loaded later, because when the boat reached Liverpool, Don took over the wheel and drove all the way down in thick fog to his home at Weybridge in Surrey, near the famous Brooklands car racing circuit, where he was often a performer. And shortly afterwards he departed on holiday to Florida. Back in the Isle of Man, he had left a written statement saying he had only good memories of the way he had been treated by the Manx people, and that he would be back in Douglas for the 1935 car races. But he wasn't. His career was pretty well over. He died in 1981 at the age of 90.